You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
Hi there, welcome to the show. It's Monday the 9th of March. You're listening to House Music News Weekly. Here's what's been happening this week. We start with news that the 40-year-old Brighton-born DJ Fatboy Slim has checked himself into rehab. The man responsible for numerous feel-good hits entered the clinic last Monday after returning to the UK from his Australian tour, where fans had criticised his performance. His manager Gary Blackburn said, and I quote, "It's all pretty straightforward. He has gone in voluntarily to sort out his drinking problem. He chose a centre in the south of England because it gets good results and is a quiet location." Now, on a slightly more positive note, the French electronic duo that are never short of headlines have teamed up with filmmakers Disney to score the next Tron film. Yes, Daft Punk will be composing the music for Tron 2.0, set for release in 2011. Both members have worked on film scores before, and in 2006 even wrote and directed their own film, Electroma, the story about their robot alter egos and their quest to become more human. The duo teams up with CGI director Joseph Kosinski and the writers of Lost, Eddie Kitsis and Adam Horowitz. And back onto music, and the Brazilian minimal tech DJ Guy Barato has a new artist album set for release on the formerly Delirium label Compact. Following an extremely successful debut album back in 07, this one's called Take My Breath Away and can be listened to online for free on the label website. It was actually released last Thursday in Brazil, but will be available in stores on the 23rd for everyone else. And after half a year of searching, London Club 54 revealed the winners of their Producer of Tomorrow competition. The last 6 months saw the club challenge aspiring DJs and producers to send in their demos in the hope of finding a gem they could sign up to the club's own soon-to-launch label. Well, the wait was over last Friday, and the winners were iZerg, Sour Grapes, David Fenderman, and Owen K. All four producers saw their professional careers take to the next level as the club hosted a special launch party. Guest DJs included Audio Jack and Inland Nights. Now, from launch to closure, as two of Bahrain's top clubs closed down to their owner giving up on the scene. The well-respected Karen Mickner shut the doors for the last time on both his club 7 and Level venues as curfew laws and a changing music scene proved just too much. 2 years ago, a new 2 a.m. closing time was imposed, meaning clubs had to shut much earlier than usual, but apparently he had an unwritten agreement with authorities, meaning that his clubs could stay open until 4 a.m. After a new leading authority figure was put in place, however, his clubs were temporarily shut down for several weeks. He said, and I quote, "The shutdown for staying open late felt like a slap in the face and reaffirmed my position that I wanted to get out of this messy scene. The scene here has also taken a turn for the worst, as many clubbers are choosing very cheesy commercial venues because of the price-sensitive marketing such as free admission and free drinks." The club owner then went on to say there seemed more reason not to be involved in clubbing than there were to remain in the business. And lastly, Ibiza Superclub Space has announced its opening party lineup for this summer. So far, DJs include Sasha, Digweed, Too Many DJs, Deadmau5, Tom Novi, Carl Cox and Steve Lawyer all getting in on the action, with many more assured to be appearing over the mammoth 18-hour celebrations. Starting at noon and closing at 6 a.m. the following day, May the 31st looks to be a good one. Well, that's all for this week. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. Have a great week, and until next time.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.